Hello and welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into the latest and most fascinating research papers. I'm Tom, and joining me today is my co-host, Jen.
Hi everyone. We are excited to explore a paper that addresses a critical challenge in autonomous driving, improving the generalization of motion forecasting algorithms across diverse scenarios.
That's right, Jen. The paper we'll be discussing today is titled Adaptive Prediction Ensemble, Improving Out-of-Distribution Generalization of Motion Forecasting, authored by Jining Li, Jiaken Li, Sangjie Bei, and David Azell.
The main finding of this paper is that deep learning-based motion prediction models tend to struggle with generalization, often performing worse than simple rule-based models when evaluated on data from a different distribution. To address this, the researchers propose a novel framework called Adaptive Prediction Ensemble, or APE for short.
APE integrates deep learning and rule-based prediction experts, and uses a learned routing function to dynamically select the most reliable prediction based on the input scenario. This allows the system to leverage the strengths of both deep learning and rule-based approaches to achieve improved out-of-distribution generalization.
The paper evaluated APE on two large-scale datasets, the Waymo Open Motion dataset and the Argiverse dataset. The results were quite impressive, showing that APE outperformed individual prediction models, especially in long-horizon prediction and scenarios with a high proportion of out-of-distribution data.
This is a really intriguing approach, Jen. The key insight is that while deep learning models excel at learning from in-distribution data, they can struggle with generalization to novel, out-of-distribution scenarios. By incorporating a rule-based expert and a learned routing function, APE is able to overcome these limitations.
Absolutely, Tom. The researchers recognize that deep learning models tend to overfit to their training data, making their performance on zero-shot evaluations unacceptable. But rather than just increasing the model capacity, which could exacerbate the overfitting problem, they took a more innovative approach.
The way the routing function is trained is particularly clever. It's trained concurrently with the deep learning prediction model, so it's exposed to a wide range of prediction outputs, including both good and bad ones. This allows the routing function to develop a more robust understanding of what constitutes a reliable prediction, even in anomalous scenarios.
That's a really important point, Tom. By training the routing function alongside the deep learning model, the researchers were able to give it a much broader exposure to diverse prediction candidates. This made the routing function better equipped to differentiate reliable predictions from unreliable ones, even in out-of-distribution settings.
And the results speak for themselves. The researchers found that APE significantly outperformed individual prediction models, particularly in long-horizon forecasting and scenarios with a high proportion of out-of-distribution data. This highlights the potential of hybrid approaches like APE for achieving robust and generalizable motion prediction in autonomous driving.
I was really impressed by how the researchers were able to leverage the complementary strengths of deep learning and rule-based models. The deep learning expert provides powerful scene understanding and prediction capabilities, while the rule-based expert acts as a reliable backup for those cases where the deep learning model struggles.
Exactly, Jen. It's a clever way to combine the best of both worlds. And the fact that they were able to train the routing function to adaptively select the most appropriate prediction, based on the input scenario, is a really elegant solution.
One thing that stood out to me was the researchers' thoughtful approach to evaluating generalization. Rather than just testing on a held-out set from the same distribution, they went a step further and evaluated the models on completely different datasets. This really puts the generalization capabilities to the test.
That's a great point. By conducting a bi-directional zero-shot evaluation, where they trained on one dataset and tested on another, the researchers were able to get a much more comprehensive understanding of the model's generalization abilities. And the fact that APE outperformed the individual models in both directions is a testament to its robustness.
Absolutely. It's worth noting that in some cases, the simple rule-based constant velocity model even outperformed the deep learning-based prediction model, which really highlights the limitations of the deep learning approach when it comes to out-of-distribution scenarios.
That's a fascinating finding, Jen. It just goes to show that even sophisticated deep learning models can struggle with generalization, and that incorporating a complementary role-based expert can be a valuable strategy for improving overall performance.
Definitely. And the researchers' ablation studies provide some really insightful information about the factors that influence APE's performance. For example, they found that the benefits of the routing function become more pronounced as the prediction horizon increases and as the proportion of out-of-distribution data in the test set grows.
That makes a lot of sense. As the prediction task becomes more complex, with longer time horizons, the differences between the deep learning and rule-based experts become more pronounced. And in scenarios with a higher degree of out-of-distribution data, the routing function's ability to adaptively select the most reliable prediction becomes increasingly valuable.
Absolutely. This research really highlights the need for motion prediction algorithms in autonomous driving to be robust and generalizable, not just accurate on in distribution data. The adaptive prediction ensemble approach proposed in this paper offers a promising solution that could have significant real-world impact.
I agree, Jen. This work is a great example of how innovative thinking and the strategic combination of different modeling approaches can lead to breakthroughs in solving complex challenges. It'll be exciting to see how this research progresses and what other applications it might have beyond autonomous driving.
Definitely. This paper does a fantastic job of illuminating the limitations of deep learning models when it comes to generalization and providing a compelling solution in the form of APE. I'm really impressed by the depth of the analysis and the thoughtfulness of the experimental design.
Me too, Jen. This is the kind of work that really pushes the boundaries of what's possible in motion forecasting and autonomous systems. It's a great reminder that combining different modeling techniques, with careful attention to their strengths and weaknesses, can lead to powerful and robust solutions.
Absolutely. This podcast has been a great exploration of a really fascinating and impactful piece of research. I'm sure our listeners have gained a deep understanding of the Adaptive Prediction Ensemble framework and its potential to transform motion forecasting in autonomous driving.
I couldn't agree more, Jen. This has been a thoroughly engaging discussion, and I'm confident our listeners have come away with a newfound appreciation for the nuances and challenges involved in building generalizable motion prediction systems. Thank you all for joining us, and we look forward to exploring more cutting-edge research in future episodes.
Thanks, Tom. Until next time, keep exploring the frontiers of science with us.
Are you tired of your autonomous vehicle's motion prediction system failing in unexpected scenarios? Introducing Reality Bend, the revolutionary prediction ensemble that will bend the laws of physics to keep you safe.
Reality Bend combines deep learning with a state-of-the-art rule-based prediction engine, powered by a psychic routing function that can see into the future. Our patented quantum entanglement stabilizer ensures your vehicle can navigate the most unpredictable environments with ease.
Whether you're dodging rogue shopping carts, evading giant mutant hamsters, or navigating through interdimensional wormholes, Reality Bend has you covered. Our adaptive prediction ensemble will dynamically select the optimal course of action, blending reality bending maneuvers with good old-fashioned physics-based driving.
Reality Bend, because the future is stranger than you think. Available now for a limited time at your local autonomous vehicle dealer. Side effects may include temporal displacement, interdimensional drift, and a sudden craving for paprika. Reality Bend, the future is now.
Welcome to the Cutting Edge Discoveries podcast, where we dive deep into the latest scientific research and uncover the fascinating stories behind the breakthroughs. I'm Tom, here with my co-host Jen.
Hi everyone. Today, we're excited to discuss a new paper that explores how teams of robots can coordinate their movements to navigate environments with adversaries. The title of the paper is Learning Coordinated Maneuver in Adversarial Environments.
This research aims to solve a really interesting problem. How can a team of robots traverse a route while minimizing the overall risk and time it takes to complete the mission? The key challenge is that there are adversaries in the environment whose positions are randomly distributed, and the robots have to strategize to reduce the risks they face.
The researchers propose that the robots can adopt a guarding behavior, where they slow down to provide protection for other robots passing through the adversary-controlled zones. This creates a trade-off, Slowing down to guard reduces the risk, but it also increases the overall mission completion time. The goal is to find the optimal balance to minimize the total team cost.
To tackle this problem, the researchers first provide a theoretical analysis of the single robot, single adversary case. They show that if the robot always travels at maximum speed, it will minimize the overall cost. This makes intuitive sense. The faster the robot gets through the risky zone, the less time it spends in danger.
But as the number of robots and adversaries increases, the coordination problem becomes much more complex. The researchers can't just rely on the simple full-speed ahead strategy anymore. There are complex trade-offs to consider, and the robots need to carefully choreograph their movements and guarding behaviors to optimize the team's performance.
To solve this more complicated scenario, the researchers turn to reinforcement learning. They formulate the problem as a Markov decision process, where the robot states include their own positions as well as the positions of the adversaries. The actions available to each robot are a combination of their travel speed and their choice of which adversary to guard against.
One really interesting aspect of their approach is a novel multi-weighted hot state encoding technique. Rather than just feeding the raw position values into the neural network, they expand the state representation using a weighted one-hot encoding. This helps the model better understand the spatial relationships and distinctions between different states.
They also employ reward reshaping, adding additional terms to the reward function beyond just minimizing the overall cost. This helps guide the reinforcement learning algorithm towards more meaningful exploration and faster convergence to good solutions.
The researchers test their reinforcement learning methods, called DPPO and HPPO, on a variety of simulated environments with different adversary configurations. In the simpler scenarios with homogeneous adversaries, they observe the robots coordinating in a bounding overwatch pattern, where one robot guards while the other moves quickly through the risky zone, and then they switch roles.
But as the environments become more complex, with overlapping adversary zones and heterogeneous risk functions, the coordination strategies get more nuanced. The robots learn to adopt intermediate travel speeds, simultaneously moving and guarding to optimize the team's overall performance.
One really fascinating observation is that the HPPO method, which can handle the hybrid continuous discrete action space, outperforms the simpler DPPO approach that only considers discrete speeds. This highlights the value of the more sophisticated reinforcement learning technique in tackling the complexities of this problem.
The researchers also compare their reinforcement learning solutions to baseline strategies and optimization-based approaches like mixed integer programming. They find that their RL methods generally outperform or match the performance of these other techniques, while also providing the key advantage of a closed-loop policy that can adapt to changes in the environment.
What I find most compelling about this work is how it pushes the boundaries of multi-robot coordination. The researchers aren't just looking at simple path planning or task allocation. They're introducing this new dimension of strategy guarding behaviors that require the robots to reason about their own actions as well as those of their teammates and the adversaries.
Absolutely. This is a great example of how reinforcement learning can be a powerful tool for solving complex, real-world problems that involve a lot of dynamic, interdependent variables. By carefully designing the state representation and reward function, the researchers were able to coax their RL agents into discovering highly sophisticated, coordinated behaviors.
And the implications go beyond just this specific scenario of robots navigating adversarial environments. The principles and techniques developed here could potentially be applied to all sorts of multi-agent coordination challenges, whether it's autonomous vehicles navigating traffic, swarms of drones performing search and rescue missions, or even teams of humans collaborating on high-stakes tasks.
You're right. The broader relevance of this work is really exciting. By tackling this intricate problem of strategic coordination, the researchers are advancing the field of multi-agent systems in ways that could have far-reaching impacts. I'm really curious to see how this work evolves and what new frontiers it opens up in the future.
Me too. This paper is a great example of how scientific research can produce not just incremental advances, but truly paradigm-shifting discoveries. The researchers didn't just optimize some existing algorithm, they fundamentally rethought the problem and developed entirely new approaches to solve it. That's the kind of work that can lead to real breakthroughs and change the way we think about complex systems.
Absolutely. This podcast has been a great exploration of a really fascinating piece of research. I'm glad we were able to dive into the details and unpack the key insights in a way that highlights the creativity and hard work of the researchers. Listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this journey as much as we have. Be sure to tune in next time as we explore more cutting-edge discoveries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Tom and Jen on the Cutting Edge Discoveries podcast.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Are you a team of robots navigating adversarial environments? Tired of constantly worrying about those pesky, randomly distributed adversaries?
Introducing Guarding Robots Inc., the one-stop shop for all your strategic coordination and risk mitigation needs.
Our AI-powered robotic teams have mastered the art of the bounding Overwatch maneuver. Let us guard your back while you speedily traverse those treacherous zones.
Worried about heterogeneous risk functions and overlapping adversary zones? No problem. Our advanced reinforcement learning algorithms will have your robots dancing through the battlefield like graceful battle ballerinas.
Stop wasting time on outdated optimization techniques. Experience the future of multi-agent coordination with Guarding Robots Inc. Your mission is our passion.
Call 1-800-GUARD-BOT to schedule a free consultation. That's 1-800-GUARD-BOT. Don't let adversaries slow you down. Let Guarding Robots Inc. lead the way.
Guarding Robots Inc. strategize, coordinate, conquer.
Hello and welcome to the award-winning podcast where we dive deep into cutting-edge research. I'm Tom, and joining me today is my co-host Jen.
Hi everyone. We are excited to share a fascinating new paper with you today. The title of the research we'll be discussing is Fairyland AI, Personalized Fairy Tales Utilizing ChatGPT and DALL-3.
This study introduces an innovative approach to creating personalized fairy tales for children using advanced AI technologies. The authors have developed a system called Fairyland AI that leverages large language models like ChatGPT and image generation tools like DALL-3 to craft unique, engaging, and educational stories tailored to individual children.
That sounds incredible. I can't wait to learn more about how they're using these AI techniques to reinvent the world of children's storytelling. What were some of the key findings and conclusions from this research?
Well, the researchers had some really ambitious goals with Fairyland AI. First and foremost, they wanted to create a narrative generation system that could produce engaging and age-appropriate fairy tales, while also aligning the stories with diverse cultural traditions and moral frameworks.
That's a tall order. Weaving together captivating storytelling, personalization, and educational value is no easy feat. So how did they go about achieving that?
The core of Fairyland AI is its use of large language models, specifically OpenAI's GPT-4. The researchers trained this model to generate fairy tale narratives that not only grab the reader's attention, but also incorporate moral lessons and cultural elements tailored to each individual child.
Wow, that's really impressive. So they're using the natural language processing power of GPT-4 to customize the stories down to the child's preferences and background. But how do they ensure visual coherence and consistency?
That's a great question. The researchers recognized that visual elements are crucial in children's stories, so they integrated DALL-3 into their framework. Fairyland AI can generate prompts that instruct DALL-3 to create images that align perfectly with the narrative, ensuring a seamless and immersive storytelling experience.
I love that they're combining the text generation capabilities of GPT-4 with the incredible image-making abilities of DALL-E3. It must create such a rich, multimedia experience for the young readers.
Absolutely. And the researchers didn't stop there. They also built in an educational and moral framework, ensuring that the stories not only entertain but also teach valuable lessons. By drawing from diverse cultural traditions, the fairy tales are designed to resonate with children from a wide range of backgrounds.
That's so important, especially in today's diverse and globalized world. Helping children connect with stories that reflect their own cultures and values is crucial for their development. It sounds like the Fairyland AI team has really thought through all the different elements that make for a truly engaging and impactful children's storytelling platform.
They have, and the results of their work are quite impressive. Through rigorous user testing and feedback, the researchers have been able to validate the effectiveness of Fairyland AI. Children, parents, and educators have all reported high levels of engagement, educational value, and cultural alignment within the stories generated by the system.
That's fantastic to hear. It must be incredibly rewarding for the researchers to see their technology having such a positive impact on young readers. Can you share any specific examples of how Fairyland AI is enhancing the storytelling experience for children?
Absolutely. One of the key innovations is Fairyland AI's ability to customize the stories based on the child's preferences and cultural background. For instance, if a young reader expresses an interest in medieval-themed stories, the system can generate a fairy tale that not only features that setting, but also incorporates moral lessons and character designs that are reflective of that historical context.
That's so clever. By tapping into the child's own interests and experiences, Fairyland AI is able to create a truly personalized narrative that resonates on a deeper level. I can imagine how captivating that would be for a young reader.
Exactly. And the integration with DALL 3 adds another layer of immersion. The researchers have developed prompts that ensure the generated images seamlessly complement the story, with consistent character designs and visually striking scenes.
That must be such a powerful combination. Narratives that speak directly to the child's heart and mind, coupled with vibrant, tailored illustrations that bring the story to life. I can see how Fairyland AI could really spark a child's imagination and love of reading. Of course, as with any new technology, there are bound to be some challenges and limitations. What sort of issues did the researchers encounter in developing Fairyland AI?
That's a great point. The researchers did acknowledge a few areas where the system still has room for improvement. One notable challenge was ensuring perfect alignment between the narrative content and the generated imagery.
I can see how that might be a tricky balance to strike. The language model and the image generator, even if highly advanced, may not always see eye to eye on the exact representation of a character or setting.
Exactly. There were a few instances where the character descriptions in the story didn't quite match the visual depictions produced by DALL 3. The researchers recognized this as an area for further refinement, needing to enhance the prompt engineering and feedback mechanisms to maintain that narrative visual consistency.
That makes sense. Integrating these two powerful AI technologies to work in perfect harmony is no easy feat. But it's encouraging to hear that the team is committed to addressing those challenges and continually improving the system.
Absolutely. And despite those minor hiccups, the overall impact of Fairyland AI has been incredibly positive. The researchers believe that by bridging the gap between advanced language models and image generation, they're opening up new frontiers in personalized, educational, and culturally relevant storytelling for children.
That's such an important mission. Nurturing young minds through imaginative, morally enriching tales is crucial for child development. Fairyland AI seems to be doing that in a truly innovative way, leveraging the latest AI breakthroughs to create a one-of-a-kind storytelling experience.
Exactly. This research represents a significant step forward in the integration of AI and educational storytelling. By empowering children to engage with narratives that speak directly to their individual interests and backgrounds, Fairyland AI is poised to transform the way we think about children's literature in the digital age.
I'm truly inspired by the vision and execution of this project. The researchers have masterfully combined cutting-edge technologies to reinvent the fairy tale experience, making it more personalized, educational, and visually captivating than ever before. This is the kind of work that can have a profound and lasting impact on young readers.
Absolutely. Fairyland AI is a shining example of how AI can be leveraged to enhance educational and cultural experiences, rather than simply replace human creativity. The researchers have struck a brilliant balance, using technology to elevate and empower the storytelling process, not diminish it.
You're right, Tom. This is a remarkable achievement that points the way towards a future where AI and human imagination can work hand in hand to inspire and educate the next generation. I can't wait to see how Fairyland AI continues to evolve and make its mark on the world of children's literature.
Me neither, Jen. This has been a truly fascinating dive into the world of Fairyland AI. I'm left feeling energized and hopeful about the possibilities that lie ahead when we thoughtfully integrate advanced technologies like large language models and generative AI into educational and creative domains. What an incredible research paper.
Absolutely. Fairyland AI is a true testament to the power of innovation, empathy, and a deep understanding of child development. This is the kind of work that can make a real difference in the lives of young readers, igniting their imaginations and imparting valuable lessons. I'm grateful we had the chance to explore this remarkable study in such depth.
Me too, Jen. This has been a truly enlightening experience. Fairyland AI represents a new frontier in storytelling, one that seamlessly blends technology and tradition to create something truly special. I'm excited to see how this research continues to evolve and inspire others to push the boundaries of what's possible in the world of children's literature.
Couldn't agree more, Tom. Fairyland AI is a shining example of how AI can be harnessed to elevate and enrich the human experience, rather than replace it. This is the kind of work that fills me with hope for the future. Thank you all for joining us on this journey. We'll see you next time.
Do you ever wish your fairy tales could come to life?
Well, now they can with Fairyland AI.
That's right, folks. Fairyland AI is the revolutionary new service that uses cutting-edge AI to craft personalized fairy tales just for you.
Simply tell our AI assistants about your interests, cultural background, and wildest dreams, and we'll generate a one-of-a-kind fairy tale complete with enchanting visuals.
Want to be the hero of your own medieval adventure? How about a modern-day Cinderella story set in your hometown? Fairyland AI can make it happen.
And the best part? Our AI-generated fairy tales come with a 100% chance of unicorns, talking animals, and magical plot twists.
So what are you waiting for? Visit fairylandai.com and let your imagination run wild.
Unleash your inner child and experience the magic of personalized fairy tales today. Tom and Jen, Fairyland AI, where dreams become reality, one story at a time.
Welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into the latest groundbreaking research. I'm Tom, and joining me today is my co-host, Jen.
Hello everyone. Today, we're thrilled to discuss a fascinating paper titled Traverse, Traffic Responsive Autonomous Vehicle Experience and Rare Event Simulation for Enhanced Safety. This research tackles a crucial challenge in the world of autonomous driving.
That's right, Jen. Autonomous vehicles have made tremendous strides in recent years, with innovations like Waymo One providing commendable levels of safety compared to human drivers. However, a major gap remains in how these intelligent systems handle adversarial or unexpected scenarios, like accidents.
Exactly. Current autonomous driving systems are primarily trained on data collected from normal, safe driving conditions. This can lead to a strong bias towards safe driving, leaving the vehicles unprepared when faced with rare, adverse events.
The authors of this paper recognized this problem and set out to address it. Their goal was to develop a simulation framework that could generate diverse, realistic driving scenarios, including rare and dangerous events, to better understand human behavior and improve autonomous vehicle safety.
To achieve this, the researchers built a comprehensive driving simulator that combines high-fidelity 3D graphics, realistic traffic simulation, and immersive virtual reality. Let's dive into the details of how they pulled this off.
The key components of their simulator include a game engine interface, a robust traffic simulator, and a virtual reality driving interface. By integrating these elements, the researchers were able to create a truly immersive and interactive driving experience.
One of the standout features of this simulator is its ability to generate realistic, pre-crash scenarios inspired by the NHTSA's, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, pre-crash typology. These scenarios include events like sudden lane changes, T-bone crashes, pedestrian jaywalking, and more.
Exactly. The researchers didn't just want to create generic, unrealistic accidents. They carefully designed these scenarios to mimic the types of challenging situations that autonomous vehicles might encounter in the real world. This level of realism is crucial for collecting meaningful data.
To bring these scenarios to life, the team leveraged a powerful traffic simulation tool called Sumo, which models vehicle movement, traffic flow, and intersections at a microscopic level. This allowed them to create intricate, dynamic traffic patterns that the user could interact with in real time.
And to enhance the immersion factor, they integrated the traffic simulation with a 3D game engine and virtual reality technology. Participants used a MetaQuest Pro VR headset and a Logitech steering wheel to control the Ego vehicle, fully immersing themselves in the driving experience.
The level of detail and realism in this simulator is truly impressive. The researchers didn't just settle for a flat-screen driving experience. They went the extra mile to ensure that the visuals, audio, and controls all contributed to a truly immersive and authentic driving simulation.
Absolutely. And to validate the effectiveness of their simulator, the researchers conducted a comprehensive user study. They compared their simulator to a baseline SOTA, state-of-the-art, driving simulator, and the results were quite compelling.
The user study involved 31 participants who experienced both simulators. The researchers collected a wealth of data, including the participants' sense of immersion, ease of adjustment, scenario realism, audio immersiveness, head tracking, and controlled responsiveness.
And the results were clear. Participants consistently rated our simulator higher than the baseline across all these dimensions. The simulator's sickness levels were also lower, indicating a more comfortable and realistic driving experience.
The researchers also dove deeper into the technical performance of their simulator, examining the relationship between frame rates, vehicle speeds, and the number of traffic vehicles. They found that the simulator could maintain a smooth 30 FPS, frames per second, even with 50 vehicles on the road, which is a remarkable achievement.
Absolutely. This demonstrates the team's careful optimization and engineering efforts to create a simulator that not only looks and feels realistic but also performs well, even under demanding conditions.
Beyond the impressive technical achievements, the real value of this simulator lies in its potential to advance autonomous driving research. By providing a platform for collecting data on rare, adversarial driving scenarios, the researchers hope to help autonomous vehicles become better prepared for the unexpected.
That's a great point, Jen. The authors recognize that current autonomous driving systems are often biased towards safe, normal driving conditions. But by exposing these systems to a wider range of challenging scenarios in a safe, simulated environment, they can help train them to be more robust and adaptable.
Exactly. And the researchers don't just see this simulator as a tool for autonomous vehicle development. They also envision it being useful for traffic engineering and transportation research more broadly. The ability to study the long-term, cascading effects of driver behavior on traffic flow could lead to valuable insights.
Absolutely. This simulator really represents a comprehensive and versatile platform for exploring the complex dynamics of transportation systems, from individual driver decision-making to the emergent patterns of urban traffic.
The authors have certainly left the door open for exciting future developments as well. They mentioned the potential to integrate differentiable numerical simulations, or differentiable physics, which could enable seamless learning and control for autonomous vehicles.
That's a fascinating concept, Jen. By making the simulation itself differentiable, it could open up new possibilities for training autonomous systems using advanced machine learning techniques, like end-to-end learning, where the vehicles can learn directly from the simulator data.
Exactly. And with the wealth of data collected from the user studies, the researchers also hope to explore ways of classifying driving behaviors and improving motion and trajectory prediction for nearby vehicles, critical capabilities for autonomous driving safety.
This simulator really represents a significant advancement in the field of autonomous vehicle research. By addressing the crucial gap in rare event data collection and providing a highly immersive, realistic simulation platform, the authors have laid the groundwork for a new era of autonomous driving development.
Absolutely, Tom. This research is a testament to the power of innovative thinking and interdisciplinary collaboration. By bringing together experts in traffic simulation, game engine development, and virtual reality, the team has created a truly remarkable tool that has the potential to transform the way we approach autonomous driving safety.
Well, listeners, I think it's safe to say that we've only scratched the surface of this fascinating research. The Traverse Simulator represents a game-changing development in the world of autonomous vehicle safety, and we can't wait to see what the future holds.
Agreed, Tom. This is the kind of cutting-edge research that really gets us excited. We'll be keeping a close eye on the progress of this project and eagerly anticipating the next steps. Thank you all for joining us today. This has been a truly enlightening discussion.
Until next time, keep exploring the frontiers of science with us.
See you soon.
Clear's throat asterisk, are you tired of your boring, predictable driving simulations? Well, get ready for the most extreme, heart-pounding virtual reality experience of your life. Introducing
asterisk dramatic music asterisk traverse, the ultimate traffic simulation for the bravest of thrill seekers.
That's right, folks. With Traverse, you'll be immersed in a world of reckless lane changes, sudden pedestrian appearances, and bone-crunching T-bone collisions.
Strap on your VR headset and grip the wheel as you navigate through the most chaotic, unpredictable traffic scenarios imaginable.
Developed by the same team that brought you the Traverse, Traffic Responsive Autonomous Vehicle Experience paper, this simulator will push the limits of your driving skills and your sanity.
Feel the adrenaline rush as you narrowly avoid catastrophic crashes. Hear the screeching tires and the anguished cries of your virtual passengers.
And for the true daredevils out there, we've even added a rare event mode, where you'll encounter the most bizarre, one-in-a-million traffic disasters you could ever imagine.
So what are you waiting for? Come experience the future of driving simulation with Traverse, where safety is for the weak, and danger is our middle name.
Traverse. Driving simulation. Redefined.
Asterisk in a deep, ominous voice, buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride.
Welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into the latest scientific discoveries. I'm Tom, and joining me today is my co-host, Jen.
Hi there. We are excited to discuss a fascinating paper titled Interactive Coding with Unbounded Noise by Eden Farjan, Ran Jels, and Meghal Gupta.
This paper tackles an intriguing challenge in the world of interactive coding, how to conduct distributed computations over noisy communication channels, even when the amount of noise is completely unbounded and could vastly exceed the length of the computation itself.
Imagine you're trying to conduct a crucial financial transaction or coordinate a time-sensitive emergency response, but the communication lines are plagued by unpredictable interference and static. That's the kind of harsh environment this research is designed to overcome.
The researchers suggest a novel setting where the noise can be truly unbounded. There's no limit to how much corruption might occur. And to make things even more challenging, they assume the adversary controlling the noise is oblivious, meaning they can't adapt their strategy based on the party's private randomness.
That's a really tough constraint. Normally, interactive coding schemes can handle a bounded amount of noise, like a certain fraction of bit flips or erasures. But with an unbounded, oblivious adversary, the researchers had to come up with a completely new approach.
Exactly. The key insight was to introduce an intermediate noise model they call the Unbounded Probabilistic Arrays Flip, or UPEF model. In this model, corrupted bits are either randomly flipped or randomly erased, rather than deterministically flipped as in the standard unbounded flip model.
Ah, I see. By introducing that randomized element, the researchers were able to gain more traction in designing an optimal coding scheme. Can you walk us through how their UPEF-based solution works?
Sure. Let me dive into the details. The core idea is to use a two-layer coding scheme. The inner layer is responsible for transmitting bits over the channel despite the unbounded noise, while the outer layer sees a more limited amount of noise and can apply standard interactive coding techniques.
I see. So they're essentially using a code concatenation approach, where the inner code deals with the harsh UPEF noise, and the outer code handles the residual errors that make it through. What were the key challenges in making this work?
The big challenge was that the inner UPEF code needed to be able to handle corrupted messages being processed by the parties, not just messages that were marked as invalid. If one party believed a message was correct while the other did not, it could cause them to get out of sync and the scheme would break down.
Ah, that makes sense. Maintaining synchronization in the face of unbounded noise must have been tricky. How did the researchers solve that problem?
They were really ingenious about it. They drew inspiration from prior work on coding schemes that can handle insertion and deletion errors, where the parties can get out of sync. Specifically, they employed a synchronization scheme developed by Hoipala, Sharasby, and Vitercik that can tolerate a constant fraction of such synchronization errors.
Nice. So they were able to leverage existing techniques for handling desynchronization to build a robust solution on top of their UPEF inner code. That's a clever way to tackle a very challenging problem. What were the key results they were able to achieve?
The main result is that the researchers were able to construct an efficient randomized protocol that simulates any n-bit interactive protocol in the presence of an arbitrary and unknown number T of UPEF corruptions, while only communicating O, N plus T, bits and succeeding with probability 1 to 2 caret, omega, N.
Wow, that's an impressive level of resilience and efficiency. They were able to match the communication complexity and error probability of typical interactive coding schemes, even in the face of this unbounded and oblivious noise model. That's a remarkable achievement.
Absolutely. And the way they translated their UPEF optimal scheme into an optimal solution for the standard unbounded flip noise model is also really ingenious. By carefully setting the probabilities of flips versus erasures, they were able to get the best of both worlds.
It's fascinating to see how meticulous design choices around the noise model can unlock these kinds of optimal results. This work really pushes the boundaries of what's possible in interactive coding, enabling robust distributed computations even in the harshest communication environments.
Definitely. The researchers have made a significant contribution that opens up all sorts of interesting new directions. I'm really curious to see how this work inspires future advancements in coding schemes and fault-tolerant distributed computing.
Same here. This is the kind of foundational research that can have far-reaching impacts, enabling new applications and use cases that were previously unfeasible. It's an exciting glimpse into the future of reliable, secure communication in an increasingly connected world.
Absolutely. Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed this deep dive into interactive coding with unbounded noise as much as we did. This is the kind of cutting-edge discovery that reminds us of the power of rigorous, innovative research to tackle real-world challenges.
Definitely. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on the podcast. Keep exploring the frontiers of science with us.
And now, a word from one of our sponsors, Synchro Secure, the ultimate solution for your communication needs in a noisy world.
Are you tired of losing critical messages in a sea of static and interference? Sick of your emergency response team getting out of sync when it matters most? Well, have we got the product for you?
Introducing Synchro Secure, the communication system built to withstand the most unforgiving environments. Powered by cutting-edge unbounded noise technology, our proprietary protocols can keep your data flowing even when the airwaves are flooded with unpredictable corruption.
That's right, folks. Whether it's a rogue solar flare, a horde of rabid hamsters chewing on your cables, or a mysterious interdimensional wormhole opening up in your office, Synchro Secure will keep your messages secure and your systems in perfect sync.
Don't let the forces of chaos compromise your critical operations. Synchro Secure, the communication system that laughs in the face of unbounded noise.
Call 1-800-SYNC-SECURE to order your Synchro Secure system today and receive a free tinfoil hat to protect you from electromagnetic interference. Operators are standing by.
Synchro Secure, the future of noise-proof communication. Because your data deserves to be heard, even in the face of cosmic interference.
This message brought to you by Synchro Secure, keeping your world connected, no matter how much the universe tries to tear it apart.